This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 6th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 8. It says there, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. End of quote. Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. What does this mean to you and me? The immediate contextual meaning in the above verse 5 is twofold. The admonition to flee from the love of money or the desire to become rich and to be content with what you have. Secondly, do not look for relationships after relationships, presuming you may not have anyone to support your emotional and physical needs. Now, why should we be free from the love of money and be content with what you have? Why should we be free from relationships after relationships, fearing our security? The answer is right there in verse 6. The reason is God promised, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." End of quote. Because of His promise, we can say with confidence that the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. Dear one, are you afraid or anxious? Do you have feelings of insecurity? Remember, the Lord said He will never leave you nor forsake you. So you can say, I'm not afraid, no matter what, because the Lord is my helper. Then the very next words ask us this. It asks us to remember your teachers or leaders who spoke the word of God to you in the past. You know how they kept a happy and contented lifestyle without having the desire to become rich here on this earth, because they were true teachers of God's word. Why they kept such a lifestyle? Because they knew very well God will never leave them nor forsake them. Dearly beloved, you can trust on the same Jesus Christ today. Why? Because He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If Jesus Christ was their helper and He met all their needs in the past, He will do the same for you when you trust in Him. You and me can confidently imitate their faith. And not only today, but He will be your helper and meet all your needs for tomorrow as well. Our Lord is the Lord of the past, present, and future. Lord Jesus Christ is the God of the past, present, and future generations as well. Bible says in the book of Psalms 37:25, listen, it says, once I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the godly abandoned or their children begging for bread. End of quote. What is this God's promise to you means? A godly man will never be left abandoned or left alone in his troubles. His children will never would need to beg for food. Jesus Christ is the same forever. As you may have already figured out, people's attitudes and mindset will change as the days and years go by. Praise God, but Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Dear one, you can fully trust the character and heart of the Savior Jesus Christ. Bible promises He will never leave you nor forsake you for any reason if you are a child of Him. Moreover, the sameness of yesterday, today, and forever is the attribute of God. The doctrine of immutability says God is the only one who is immutable or unchanging. Jesus Christ is God, and that is why our today's insight says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Beloved, cast your burden on Him in prayers. He is more than willing and able to help and deliver you from all your problems and worries. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray with me. My Father in heaven, I believe Jesus Christ is my all-sufficient Savior. I believe He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is my helper and my Lord. I do not need to be afraid. I trust in You and fully believe in Your ability to meet all my needs. I bring all my worries and fears to you in prayer. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord, because I believe He died, buried, and rose again in my place for all of my sins. I worship and adore you. Thank you for hearing my prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray this to you, Father in heaven. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.